young team, and it's all about development. And if I'm able to get more of these girls up and ready for Cathal to take them on underneath his wing for the senior setup, well, that's a job well done by me. But we are using it really to develop these girls for the next level, which is to put on that senior Galway jersey.
The Maroon and White Pod brought to you by CityLink. For bookings, timetables, updates, and any other information, head to citylink.ie.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Programme 5 of the Maroon and White. I'm Martina Harkin.
And I'm Aoife Linsky.
And how are you, my friend?
I'm good.
Good, good.
If you seen the crack here 30 seconds ago, we were like a dumb and dumber.
Yeah.
And trying to get the podcast to work, and the volume was down. So we are expecting Conor Dolan tonight and Aoife Linsky, and we're delighted to have them on tonight. But they actually helped us sort out the volume problem. So do you want to talk a little bit about Conor?
Yeah, just look at it. It's fantastic, and it's lovely to have speakers or guest speakers on every week, and especially those that are involved in Galway Camogie. And we'll be delighted to be talking to Conor in a few minutes. And, you know, Conor's, I suppose, reputation is fantastic at the moment. He was part of Cathal Mori's backroom team in 2018, 2019.
Yeah.
And he went then for a little break, I'd say.
And he took a little siesta for himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fond of Portugal. He likes to put it up on Facebook. Yeah, but we'll tell him that now.
And he went off and he took over or was in charge of the Clare Senior Camogie team for 3 years.
3 years, yeah. 2020 to 2022.
And
he's heavily involved. His original club was Meelic, but he's Six Mile Bridge now. So he's,
even though you called him a Clare Castle man.
I did for a minute. But we won't tell him too loud. But he's been heavily involved with Camogie and hurling, and they've a great hurling family. Still, his father is actually over the senior hurlers in Ardrahan.
Oh, fantastic.
So he's got great links and connections, and in Crawhall as well there.
Absolutely.
And Aaron, his cousin, is a selector with him on the intermediate team.
Yeah,
so
Aaron would have played with me years ago with the county. So it's nice.
Steeped in hurling.
Have the connection.
Yeah,
have the connection.
For sure.
And sure, Aoife. Niece of yours, Aoife.
Yeah, and she's delighted and honoured to be captain of the intermediate team this year. She's also won an Ashbourne with DCU, UCD.
Yeah.
She's, I better not get that wrong. In 2020. And has an All-Ireland senior with Galway and a county final with Ardrahan. So it was lovely to play with her, actually.
Absolutely,
she was just looking back at actually old videos and stuff of the 2013 county final. She's there on the line kind of like as a water girl, young. And then it was lovely to play with her in 2018. Yeah. So, she's a brilliant prospect as well. And delighted that she's on as well. And it's great that herself and Conor coming on tonight, and after a great win, you know, a great start to the league.
I know, Sunday, Aoife, you were at it because I was over at the schools game, so you were over in Kinvara, and you rang me.
I did,
you had to tell me that you were there, and you were very impressed.
I was, I tell you, I thought it was a very strong performance for the beginning of the year, you know, the way you always say, Kilkenny
against big stalwarts, Kilkenny,
for sure. And from the start, literally from the very start, you know, when you go to a match and you look at it and you say, oh yeah, they'll come good now, yet you were thinking kind of Kilkenny, but no, Galway literally kind of hammered it from the word go.
And they led right through, obviously.
They did. It was a huge breeze, but it didn't deter them in the second half. Galway just ploughed on, literally from the backs right up, you know, from the goalie right up, and played as a team. Do you know,
brilliant.
Some lovely scores taken off there as well. And very impressed with them.
And new blood
at the beginning.
It's nice to see know, them experimenting and to bring in new players and to see how the league goes for them as well. And because it's a big step up again for Championship from league. And I'm sure Conor and Aoife will fill us in.
Because remember, we were talking last week, it's lovely to see, and especially looking through the programme. Now, I won't go naming names or anything, but looking through the programme, it was lovely to see that there's different clubs represented.
Yeah.
And they all showed and they proved themselves again the last year. So it'd be nice now to ask Conor, what way is he working the league? Is he using it as a stepping stone, or is he going out to win it? Do you know what I mean? Or is he trying to try
sure
players?
He's
you're always in it
to win it.
But yeah.
At the same time, to use it as a stepping stone. And you get to experiment with players and test them out and see. And you never know, you might have a second team then come the end of the league, moving into the Championship. And I think that's awful important is to know your team and know your players.
For sure. Will we talk to them?
I think we should, because at the end of the day, they're sitting there staring us in the face, and we better talk to them.
They started the podcast. So, Conor Dolan and Aoife Linsky, you're so welcome. How are you?
I'm getting on, are you well?
Good, not too bad now.
Good, good. And a big shout out to both of you for helping us there with the tech. Our tech guys, we sent them off for coffees, but they haven't returned. So thanks a million for helping us.
No
Every week,
problem.
same thing. Look at Connor, as I said, we're absolutely delighted to have yourself and Ava. And look at you both welcome to come in and out of the conversation. But we might start with you first, Connor. Just your preps coming into the Intermediate League, and maybe if you take yourself back to when you had your trials back in November, and how did that go for you, and how did you end up with a panel that you ended up with, Connor?
Yeah, well, look, going back to the very beginning of it, once I first got involved with Galway Camogie, it actually came about by default. I was actually managing the Ardrahan Senior Hurlers in 2018 at the time, and we were preparing on a Tuesday night to play Páirc Pearses on the Saturday. And I got a phone call from the then treasurer, Desi O'Brien, who Galway were without a manager at that stage after the league campaign, asking me would I take a training session with him on the Wednesday. So took the session on the Wednesday evening in Ardrahan, and just thinking back, like how times have changed even in that short space of time, and how professional Colin Murray has made the whole setup as well in Galway Camogie. That Marita Healy, Shauna's mother, arrived into the clubhouse in Ardrahan with tea and biscuits for the players after training. Whereas at least now there are a bit of meals after training for teams and that as well going forward. And after that Wednesday night, next thing I knew it, I was having a meeting with Colin Murray on the Thursday evening, and I was more or less in his part of his backroom team then for
Was straight
18,
in.
19. Straight into it. And like I have a massive, like I really think you have to have a good intermediate setup as well. And like myself and Carl and the rest of the management discussed it in 2018 about trying to take on the intermediate team, which he did in 19, and having the two teams in Croke Park, which was fantastic. Obviously, the intermediates losing out, but it was still great to have both teams in Dublin on that same day. And a lot of the girls, Ava being one of them, talking out for both teams that day. Like
Fantastic.
it is a massive, and like the way I'm taking this intermediate team last year and again this year, it's kind of like an under 20 team or under 21 team. Like of the Sarn 15 last Saturday against Kilkenny, there were 11 under 21s playing, and then like the oldest girl was 25. So like it's a very very young team, and it's all about development. And if I'm able to get more of these girls up and ready for Cahill to take them on underneath his wing for the senior setup, well, that's a job well done by me. But we are using it really to develop these girls for the next level, which is to put on that senior Galway jersey.
Absolutely, yeah, and you kind of nailed it there in the head. You know, you see it as a development as well, because I suppose when Galway won the intermediates, all those girls automatically were promoted to senior. So you were kind of starting again from the pecking order back to the youth. And as you said, there is a little bit of experience, obviously, from a few girls, but it's great that yourself and Cathal are able to keep the lines of communication open and you work well together.
Yeah, no, look, that's very important. Like it'd be no good me coming in trying to do my own thing without Colin knowing about it. And we are working hand in hand with it. Even though Colin mightn't be visually seen on the pitch, he is in contact the whole time, and we're going through what players are around and all
There's a
that.
bit of disturbance coming in there, is there, on the phone? I can hear one of your phones is,
No, you're all right,
yeah,
Siobhan. Yeah.
it was kind of coming back there.
But
Go on, Connor.
yeah, no. So look, it's just important to keep the lines of communication open the whole time, which is working extremely well at the minute. Look, if you look at the senior team at the minute, the Cahill has every one of those girls have played intermediate level at one stage or another, whether it be back in the All-Ireland final in 2013 or the All-Ireland winning team of 22. They've all played intermediate level at some stage or another, which goes to show these girls, and we have actually five girls crossing over at the minute. Before the year's out, I'd be expecting another two or three maybe to be brought into the senior setup as well. So look, it's all positive, but these
Absolutely.
girls now are starting to see that there is an avenue there for them to break into that senior setup.
Yeah, and
Exactly.
I do think it's important that the stepping stone, you know, that basically goes kind of from 16 to minor. But like sometimes if someone is well good enough to be on a senior team, then good for them. They don't have to kind of, you know, hit the intermediate ranks to get a year or two. But like with say minors going straight to senior, what do you think of that? Or would you say that obviously it works well. We were talking to Aoife Donoghue last week on this, and she said like that most of the senior team, now some of them have pulled away from senior now, they've kind of retired or whatever, but most of them girls played intermediate because you don't want to be sitting on a bench either, like, do you know? And just to be senior on the Galway senior panel, like, I'd rather be playing games, do you know, than sitting on a, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Sitting on the bench.
Keeping it warm.
But some are happy to be bench warmers too, like, do you know? But
yeah, no,
you'd like to see them playing.
Like, personally, I think, look, last year when I took over the intermediate team, say, like, it was a brand new team because the intermediate winning the year before. So we had to start from scratch. I had originally 29 girls brought in. And then once the minor had finished, we brought in 14 of those minor players as well. From that, we have actually 9 or 10 of those minor players from last year still on the panel this year. And they've come on leaps and bounds. But if they can keep that level of improvement going, they'll be into a senior setup, if not next year, maybe the year after. Now, there is 2 or 3 of them that have been brought in at the minute, and I'm delighted for them. Personally, it might be a year too early, but look, they're still getting a higher level of training. They're still going to be available for the intermediate, if not during the league, come championship time again.
Yeah.
So, look, there's an awful lot of positives.
So, yeah, like, I agree with everything kind of you're saying there, and definitely sometimes it's too young to be brought in. But, Ava, what would you reckon on that? I know you've been on the senior ranks for a while as well, and I was kind of saying last week, wasn't I? I was saying, like, I don't know what you have to do to get on the senior. Obviously, you're the captain of the intermediate, but, like, you've been at the senior level and you've been at the intermediate level. Is there a massive gap, a massive jump, do you know? Or what do you think you have to do to get there? Or what's, like... What more can you do? Do you know what I mean? How do you think it's working out for, you know, for different girls? Like, obviously, different positions, you know, you can never compete with a girl that's not playing the same position as it. Do you know what I mean? So you might see different girls brought into senior panels and say, geez, I might have more to offer than that girl or whatever. But sometimes it's not the position.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think, like, sometimes, like you said, there'll be the odd one or two out of every group of girls that'll probably fast track up to senior because maybe strength wise they're a bit more ahead and they'll be able to manage a senior load and things, or it depending on positions and stuff, like there might be the senior manager might be looking for more backs, or they might be under pressure for girls in a certain position, and then you can understand it that way. I definitely think if you're like you said, looking through the ranks or even looking through the years, the amount of girls that have come through senior or come through intermediate before they progress to senior has been like it's evident, like, you know, that it's official, like, and that everyone that goes through intermediate, it helps them so much then to get going with the senior setup. So I think even from my time when I was with both panels, I definitely, like you said as well, I found it like so beneficial to be able to go and play with the intermediate. Yeah, to be able to be with both panels and to kind of like while you're trying to kind of break through onto a senior team that you're still able to use the intermediate kind of as a launch pad or to use it to develop even further rather than like, because sometimes you can regress a small bit when you're not getting like actual game time and you're sitting on a sideline, you know, it's a massive difference. Like at the end of the day, it's the time on the pitch and the matches that like they count and that. Yeah, a match is better than any training session. So the more matches you can get in, the better. Like, so
yeah,
I definitely think girls that are on the senior that can still play with intermediate should benefit from that, and you can play.
And listen, it was a great win at the weekend, Dave, and it was a good start to your campaign. And is there a shuffle in this year's girls? Is there a winning kind of momentum with them already? And as Conor mentioned, it's great to have the league and as a development, but these girls that are in with you now this year, are you used to these girls, Ava? Have you played with them before? Is there new blood coming through?
There's definitely new blood coming through. Do you know, a lot of them girls now, they would have been different, a good few years younger than me. So I wouldn't have been playing alongside them or have seen them even at club level. So like Conor said, it's such a young team. So all these new girls have come up and, you know, we've really hit the ground running this year. You know, them girls that have come onto the panel are while they're young, they're absolutely flying fit. Like, so they've been kind of setting a standard even for fitness for us since we started back only. Geez, how long are we back, Conor? Only like 2 or 3 weeks, is it?
Three weeks.
Yeah. And like, compared to where we were this time last year, we were only meeting. Connor was only trying to kind of rally up a new group of girls, mm. like because, like he said, the year before the intermediates won, and you were starting.
They're all gone. Yeah. I'd love to know, yeah. like out of that panel, because obviously, and it's a funny rule, like that once you win in All Ireland, you have to wait at least two. But like, I don't know where all them girls are gone. I know there's a few, but like, isn't it sad to say that those girls now that won an intermediate would say, let's just say number 29, number 30, like,
yeah,
you know, from 26 onwards, that weren't, where are they? Yes, they've won an All Ireland, but like, they've actually, as you said there a while ago, you might even regress yeah. because now you're not playing and you have to wait 2 years. So it's a kind of it's a funny rule, isn't it? But obviously, that's how you want to be playing senior. That's where you kind of start. Yeah. So yeah. There's nothing they can do, you know?
It is a funny rule, but I suppose at the end of the day, then like they're looking at intermediate as like kind of a launch pad into senior. And like, if you're winning intermediate, then where do you go from there? Do you know, you have it, you have to be able to move up. If that was the case, then you'd probably have the same few counties winning everything
all the time. Yeah.
So
which Ava brings us on to the, I know it's not happening this year. We got kind of confirmation that it is happening next year, that the first, let's just say now, the likes of Galway, Kilkenny, Cork's, we've two teams. We've a senior, we've an intermediate. But that from next year on, that the second team won't be playing or won't be able to play in the championship, will be playing in a blitz-like situation. So you're going to lose all intermediate players. But on the other hand, that's bad for, we'll say, the counties that have these second teams. But on the other hand, it might really drive on, you know, a serious, serious senior team. Because sometimes when you have two teams, you can fall between the two, and like, you might be trying to win both, so you'd be holding back a few players, maybe like yourself and a few other girls. Do you get me?
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Connor?
I think
Like with that new rule that's coming in, they kind of use it as a trial run in the league last year, where they put all the second teams into a separate league by themselves. And like in our current league, which is Division 2B, there's ourselves, Cork, Kilkenny, Clare, Tipperary and Wexford, which are just all the second teams. Look, you know better than anyone, the powers that be above in Croke Park, look, they do some silly things at times.
Yeah.
And an awful lot of it is trying to push some of the weaker counties, which I'm all for.
Yeah.
But it's no good trying to develop in the weaker counties to the detriment of the stronger ones and try and make it a more level playing field. I see it that the weaker counties have to try and come up to the likes of the Galways, the Kilkennys, the Corks. Like, you can see massive work going on in Tipperary at the minute. Waterford are making massive strides.
Yeah.
Clare have been knocking on the door there for a little bit. I saw Limerick and Galway.
Yeah, Connor, they may stay knocking them. Go easy. Knock, knock, who's there?
Yeah, that's true. But it's important. Like, it's no good Croke Park making these decisions that are going to weaken competitions. They should be just trying to put more emphasis on trying to get these weaker counties up to a better level again.
Yeah. But then at the end of the day, like, you have a junior competition as well. Like, so, you know, that is what there is for the lower competition. Like, you wonder, like, are they just going to end up weakening the intermediate competition then?
There's no right answer for it because I know when we were hurling, when I was hurling anyhow, I won a junior with Galway and I won a junior All-Ireland, but there was no intermediate, so my progression was straight to senior. All-Ireland was, I won't say which year, early 90s, progressed then straight to the senior scene in 95, and then I won my senior All-Ireland in 96, so I went from junior straight to senior, and then they got rid of junior and they started an intermediate, so now they're trying to get rid of the intermediate,
but junior is still there, but it's there for the like for first teams, we'll say.
The proof is actually there, because like some of these teams where they're trying to get rid of the second team, so you look at the intermediate or Ireland last year, you had Derry and Meath, Westmeath were in a semi-final, there was Cork got to a semi, Kilkenny, all the second teams didn't get near the final sort of thing. They were well beaten at a quarter final or a semi final time. So there is work going on in those counties. So to try and pull the second teams out of it, I think the second teams are going to drive those other counties on to try and get back up senior. And I think it'll make it more competitive. I think they could actually end up weakening the intermediate championship for the first
In actually during COVID times, they did something similar. They pulled all of the second teams.
Yes.
I remember we had already gone back to training and we were like looking towards the league when pulled that announcement that they all, any county with a second team wasn't going to be able to play or enter the competition. Like, and I remember we were all heartbroken, like, because for a lot of us, like,
I remember that.
Especially with COVID, they had created more of a divide among the senior and the intermediate just because of the times and because of mixing with training and keeping pods and things. So a lot of us that were playing with the intermediates, actually, I think nearly all of us, weren't actually with the senior panel for that time just because they were keeping teams
the two separate. Panels separate.
And that was our county campaign gone. Like, we weren't, we were all heartbroken because we had literally been training and preparing for this. And then that was it. It was gone. And that would actually, like, if they do this now, which you say they are, like, they're taking away second teams for intermediate, then that's wiping out some amount of girls and taking away their chance to progress up to senior. Because some girls are coming from clubs that aren't that strong. And their intermediate is their chance to get that higher level of training and to get noticed, to be brought up to senior. So, like, you're taking away that opportunity from girls as well, like, even just within their county.
Because what they're saying is it'd be like a blitz situation, like a one-day blitz. But are you going to train all year to not get to Croke Park? No, if the blitz was on in Croke Park, you know, that'd be
maybe
a provincial blitz. Do you know?
It's just not the same, though, as an All-Ireland game.
No, trophy, really.
No. Like. And, you know, you're training. You're not going to be, like you said, you're not going to have, like, county boards paying for training all year long for one blitz, for one day out. Like, so, you know, it'd only be a way shorter year and everything. Like, I just can't. It'd only be gathering girls, really, like, last minute to field for a blitz. Like, it's just not the same at all, really.
It's great for other counties, but not for the actual
numbers.
Well, maybe they're going down that route. Does everyone want to be a winner? Do you know what I mean?
That's
you can't.
It,
everyone
can't.
As Conor said, you might be at the detriment of the so-called stronger county. But it's great to see different teams coming through in intermediate. Great.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But
Conor, myself and Aoife were chatting during the week, and we were going through the GPA's equality report, and we were talking about facilities and resources, and myself and Aoife are involved with a county team this year, and we were saying, how are the facilities for ye this year, Conor? Are ye like we used to be, playing second fiddle within our county setup? Or have you a good support network there when it comes to facilities and resources for the girls?
Yeah, in fairness, look, there's a big improvement this year on last year. Like, last year was a bit of tough going to try and start out venues and things like that. But, like, at the minute, Ardrahan have been very good to us. Gort are very good to us.
Of course they have.
Of course. Lovely people in Ardrahan, I must say.
Kinvara as well. Kinvara, like, we've had a training session and we're going to play in our second league game there on Saturday. And Kilkenairn have been very good to us. And, like, what I had done at the start of the year, I got onto the clubs and more or less just asked them any chance we could use their facilities for maybe four or five sessions, and then I wouldn't go back looking for those facilities again at any stage during the year. So, like, that's kind of January and February kind of covered. The Liam Mellows are on board and a couple of other clubs there as well that are going to help out for March, April and into May, and then we can rejudge things again come championship time in the end of May, start of June into July, to see where we're going then after that. But look, hopefully at that stage we might be able to get into the county grounds. Kenny Park might be opened up again.
Yeah.
We might get over to Duggan Park in or on Loch George, or maybe even into Pierce Stadium. But in fairness, look, the clubs, I haven't been refused by anyone. Look, and you have to see it as well that the clubs are trying to look after their own pitches as well. This time of year, they don't want to plough it up. Next thing, and a lot of clubs have only the one field as well. So they don't want their pitch getting destroyed. And it could be destroyed in one training session. So in fairness, I'm extremely grateful to the likes of Ardrahan, Gort, Kinvara, Kilkenairn that have given us their facilities so far. And as I said, there's other clubs then that are rolling in then for the month of March and April and so on and so forth. Like, so.
Yeah, because that's fantastic.
Ballandorin, in fairness, and Kilbeck and Tiavo, like, they've been brilliant tools as with
it's
the schools.
It's all South Galway.
Yeah.
It's all the good land over
good
this
land
side.
Good land over this side, you see. You have to go making fake fields down Clearside. You want to.
It's just that, you know, we're always comparing the facilities and, you know, it's very difficult. And is it an added pressure to you as manager?
Just going back, like, Galway are well ahead of Clare Camogie with regards the hurling and the speed, the level they're at. Obviously, look, proof is in the pudding. You see it with successes. But like, Clare have their own county ground, which they use. And come the end of March, okay, they've no lights in it, but come the end of March, once the evening stretch, they have that Father Mac Park in Ennis for their training. So you don't have to worry about going to any other pitch. You get used to the club field, all right, for the month of January, February, and March. But after that, you're kind of in Father Mac then once the evening stretch. Look, there's an awful lot of good quality in Galway. You're at split season, but there's an awful lot of underage Camogie teams, as well as teams, as well as hurling underage development squads. And you're fighting with all these, and plus the clubs are back training themselves.
Yeah.
So look, everyone's looking for a corner, aren't they? That's it. And like, that's what I was trying to do at the start, by just going, asking a club for maybe four sessions. Can we stick to these? And we won't go again. And maybe, look, if there was a full buy-in from every club in the county that you could move around. Plus, also, it'd be easier for some players. Like, we've Sarah Lyons coming from Kilfarmer. It's a fair journey if you were to travel to Kinvara or travel down to Gort or one of these places. Likewise, we've three girls from inside in Salt Hill that are coming out as well. Like, it's...
You're trying to be fair to everyone.
That's it. I'm able to move it around. But that's putting the onus back on the clubs as well. Like, at the end of the day, Ava's representing Ardrahan. Ardrahan have already looked after us to a certain degree. We have... Kilkenairn, where there's two or three girls there, they've looked after us. Anytime we want to go there, they said just give them a shout. They're very obliging the whole time, and were last year as well.
Yeah.
It's just getting full buy-in. Like, at the end of the day, a lot of these, and unfortunately, you still see the male will get preference over anyone else. But these are, like, there's a lot of guys whose daughters are playing either senior or inter-county with Galway, who've had very good, successful inter-county hurling careers themselves. Like, they should be nearly more vocal about this as well, about, hang on a second, these girls deserve as much as the lads are getting now.
And you asked me, didn't you? There, we were just chatting away beforehand. We were talking about facilities and stuff like that. And there's so many teams now, like we said, there's under 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 between boys and girls. There's nearly too many teams. But I've lost my trail of thought now.
She has a little quote.
I have a little quote. This is Eamon Hansberry. Now, we were talking about, like, how you have to travel so far, distance, lastminute.com. Like you said there, Salt Hill girls might have to go to Kiltormer or whatnot. But it was like, which is closer? Let's just give me a club, Ballindurin or the Moon. And then Eamon Hansberry said, well, I can see the moon. So she was like, what does that even mean?
Well, I can't see Ballindurin.
Well, she can't see Ballindurin. So it's like trying to get pitches and how far away they are. But we did speak about that. It is. There's so many teams now that it's putting pressure on.
There was an instance last year where we were actually totally caught for a pitch. And I had to do a job actually up in Athlone. So when I was leaving home, I took the old road up into Loughrea. I stopped off in Kilreekle. The grass was, look, it was a bit long, but I said,
coming up over the gate.
Yeah, but we had to get someplace. The base is there for a fine setup. Now, the other side of that is it does need financial support. But if there was able to get a couple of local businesses on board that would help with the maintenance and the development of the pitch. Because, okay, I know the field is small, but if it was maintained properly, it uses a good training field. At least you'll have a base. Like, there was that evening, some club, I won't mention the club, they pulled on us. It was a bad evening.
I do. Name and shame. No.
But we had to... We had to go to UL that evening training. So you drove from... Like, we girls from Mount Bellew that were on the panel last year, that drove from Mount Bellew the whole way down through Galway, down through Clare to get to UL, which was the bones of an hour and 40 minutes to just go training, which was kind of crazy stuff. Like, it's... But you see, if you're able to get buy-in, if you're able to get buy-in from the clubs, like, that'll be just massive. And in fairness, as I said, any club I've spoken to so far, they are willing to help out as the year progresses as well.
And I think sometimes it's not a problem we're trying to create or gender equality or anything like that. It's a solution. And I just think every club needs more facilities and enough facilities for both men and women. It's funding, as you said. It's to kind of have an evil, I suppose, a level playing field when it comes to sport. Look, time is going to catch us tonight because, obviously, for obvious reasons, I just want, on behalf of myself and Aoife, to thank you both. It's a short and sweet. Aoife, I know you're busy, and Conor, I know you're busy also. But from ourselves and all at the
flat out.
Teacher's life is teacher.
Killed. Yeah. Killed.
As you can see, we're
Too tough. It's too tough.
Papers. I can't wait for midterm. Roll on.
Get back to me.
Yeah.
But the very best of luck to you. We appreciate all the time that you've given to Galway Camogie. Aoife, I wish you the best of luck as captain this year.
Yeah, big
and
time.
And no doubt thanks you'll drive it on. And I hope that you make the breakthrough to the senior. Conor, thanks a million for all the work and the effort that you've been putting in with the Galway Intermediate team. It doesn't go unnoticed. I know sometimes it can be a very tiring job, but you're in it because you have a passion for the game and you want to see all what's good about Camogie. So thanks a million, guys. We really appreciate
thanks a million
you
for coming on.
And you never know when you're lifting the cup at the end of the year. We might get you back on
again.
Please God, Aoife. You'll be going up the steps of the Hogan Stand. It'd be brilliant. Really proud of you. And I never get to say too much to you, but well done. Very proud of you.
And just think of the two of us that interviewed us, and you'll be there giving us a wave of the crowd.
But sure, everyone's going to avoid answering the phone call. Huh? And Conor, they're not going to answer a phone to you now because they know that you're going to be looking for pitches.
He's going to be blacklisted now.
Your best luck on Saturday at 2 o'clock. Maybe you're playing Cork, and we'll just say to everyone again, get out and start supporting it. There was great support there the last day as well.
Yeah, it makes all the difference, really.
And actually, Brian Malloy was there, the incoming president of Camogie, who has great support for you there as well. And he was like trying to rally up the troops to come. So, best luck to you. I hope you win the All Ireland.
Okay, thanks very much.
I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Okay, mind yourself. Bye.
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 Thanks a million.
Bye. That was great.
Yeah, lovely to have
you. I know time is of the essence.
Time was against us, yeah.
Unfortunately. And look, the topic of our conversation tonight before we go was to talk a little bit about the facilities and hoping, you know, that funding and, you know, get out there and do a bit of fundraising and get clubs having more facilities.
But we do have to, like, as you said, we're not creating a problem for anyone now or anything like that. It's just like we do live in Ireland. The
Absolutely.
Season is literally gone
weather.
From January to January.
And the weather doesn't help. Look, it's great to see more teams playing, and but with more teams comes more problems. So what we want is more solutions. But look, that's enough for this week. Look at my friend.
My friend.
It's great talking to you.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks a million, guys, for those of you who've tuned in. It's been wonderful. And
keep subscribing, I suppose.
Keep subscribing to the Maroon and White. Best of luck to Galway. And best of luck to any schools teams. Rayfields are out at the weekend. Hard luck to Prez at the right day.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it wasn't to be. And best of luck to Kelly Sanchez also at the weekend. God bless you all. It's goodbye for me.
And goodbye for me.
And we'll see you next week.